No matter how much wealth and fame a person gains, they still find themselves deprived of true happiness and success. Why is this so? The reason is that a person only searches for success and happiness in material gains when it is really found in your own soul. Just like your physical body can become ill, your soul has its own sickness too. A sickness of the soul will deprive you from truly knowing your Lord. Remember the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him? He who knows his own nafs knows his Rabb, his nurturer. Kibr is a major sickness of the nafs, the self. Not only does it prevent one from the path of success and happiness, it prevents a person from truly knowing his nurturer and will lead a person to disbelief. Iblis, Satan, went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did not prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. Allah says, Iblis refused to obey and istakbar. He showed kibr, and he is one of the kafirin. Kafir in this verse means a denier of the truth. From this ayah, it could be said that one of the reasons a person disobeys Allah intentionally is because of kibr. And such a person who shows kibr has shown a sign of kufr, disbelief, in one of its forms. So what is kibr? Kibr in ethics literally means pride or arrogance. It is when a person sees themselves better and superior to others. They adopt the same wishful thinking as Satan, who said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. It is said that the first sin to have been committed in the world of creation was arrogance from Iblis. The Holy Quran says, is there not in hell an abode for the arrogant? Allah calls himself Al-Mutakabbir, which comes from the same root word as kibr. Allah is the one that is truly superior and is regarded as the greatest. When a person falsely claims they are the greatest, it is a complete lie. No one is regarded greater in knowledge than Allah. No one is regarded greater in power than Allah, and so on. Allah says in the Holy Quran, it is His greatness that dominates the skies and the earth. This is why those that claim they are the greatest are called arrogant, because it's not true. You only have limited knowledge. You only have limited power. You only have limited resources. How can you be the greatest? And because you have completely lied to yourself, you have become a denier of the truth, i.e. a kafir, meaning that you have showed a form of kufr. There are different degrees and aspects of kibr. One aspect is to have kibr towards Allah, and it is the worst type. A person in this category thinks they are so superior that they don't need God in their life. Such a person will praise himself and boast that I did so and so, if it wasn't for me, and so on. They reach a stage that they declare themselves as God, just like the Pharaoh said, O chiefs, I have not known you to have a God other than me. He also said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. I am your Rabb, your nurturer, the highest of all. He reached such a high level of pride that he tried to prove his claim by saying, O my people, does not the kingdom of Egypt belong to me? Another form of kibr is towards the commands of Allah. These same people won't perform the Hajj, as they don't consider a person of their status to wear the ihram dress. They don't pray, because the state of prostration is not in accordance with their position and status. Another form of kibr is towards people, where a person considers they are so great that they look down on others and will always make sure they are noticed. Kibr can occur in profession. Because you studied medicine or physics at university, while someone studied carpentry at college, you believe you are greater and show arrogance towards them. Kibr can occur in prayer, in knowledge, in beauty, family lineage, and many other states, which are too many to mention here. There are various causes of kibr, such as wealth, greed, envy, and ujub, self-conceit, which was explained in our previous lessons. But the main cause for all these spiritual diseases is ignorance. The cure for pride can be applied in theory and in practice. In theory, the way of curing pride is to know greatness exclusively belongs to Allah. He is Al-Mutakabbir, He is Al-Kabir. Once you attain such knowledge, you will see how baseless pride is within oneself. Once you know this, you will now put it into practice and humble yourself in speeches and in action. True worship destroys pride when accompanied with humility. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "It is necessary that you make humility a habit, because it is one of the greatest worship acts."